Welcome to the Cult Film Showdowns series on The Hitchhiker. This is the eighth episode of our series on the 1980s adult audience series, The Hitchhiker. My name is James Cotta, and I am joined by Nick Boxer.
Boobies.
And we are speaking of boobies, we are joined by Jack Hall.
Oh, I'm like 44D. Gotta lose some weight.
And as I said, we're on this is our eighth episode, looking at the really what has become a really cool series to look back on. We're pretty happy with these shows. The Hitchhiker, which ran on was Showtime, right?
Yeah,
Showtime, the mid 1980s. And
so. Wait, or was it HBO?
It's only our
if we can get one thing right, HBO.
This episode sort of felt like Skinamax, though.
It does at that. And you know, there is no star of 80s and 90s Skinamax that is bigger than Shannon Tweed. Jack, why don't you tell us a bit about Shannon Tweed before we talk about the episode?
Shannon, does anybody listening to this need to know who Shannon Tweed is? Like, if you are listening to the Cult Film Showdown, odds are you're familiar with the 1981 Playboy Playmate, Shannon Tweed, and wife of Gene Simmons, who had a long career for many, many years, known mainly for not leaving her clothes on. I think first came to my attention in Hot Dog the Movie. She was like 1984.
That one of the first R-rated comedies, right?
I ever saw. I mean, she's Shannon Tweed. She's a legendary hottie.
Absolutely. And I can't remember, did we do Cannibal Women in the Avocado Jungle of Death on the our search for the B movie, ultimate B movie? No, I forgot to that one.
No.
I'm trying to think of what the first thing I would have seen her in was. Dragnet. Dragnet might have been the first thing. But kind of one of those actresses who was just and because she was a Playboy Playmate, you know, there was a way into to acting. There was a market for Jiggly at that point, and the VHS market went crazy, and then Skinamax began. Nick,
and
tell us.
She dated Hugh Hefner for a while. Also, it should be noted, she did. She was. I mean, I don't know if you know this about Hugh Hefner. Had a type.
I can't. Was it like? Did he normally date blondes with large jugs?
Gee, did he? Man, I'm just looking at her filmography a little bit here, and it's just like one scene, one film where she's naked after another. It's just Twisted Justice, Tag Team, Hercules Can't Lose. Just one naked appearance after another.
Yeah, you say that like it's a bad thing.
Cold Sweat, Night Eyes, 3, Indecent Behavior, Possessed by Night, like Illicit Dreams, Indecent Behavior 2.
I just watched Illicit Dreams.
Desire. Oh man, these themes of these things are just awesome. Human Desires.
Human Desires.
Tremendous. Tremendous. So anyways, that's who Shannon Tweed is.
All right. Nick, tell us what Shannon Tweed was up to in this episode of The Hitchhiker.
Oh, well, we start off with a... You know what? Not going to start with this start because, well, I think I said it best off the top of the show. Boobies. It starts that way. But our main star is a...
What we're saying is do not watch the USA cut. Make sure you get the HBO cut.
I kind of doubt there's a secondary cut of this one, because
there is.
He would be really short. So our main star is the prosecutor on a crusade against pornography. Now, his nephew, who is also on his staff, gets tricked into starring in a porno by Dr. Rita, played by Shannon Tweed. Now, unfortunately, it seems like our prosecutor has his own issues to do with sex. And being as the fact is that he's being cuckolded by his wife, these issues come up, and he convinces himself that he has sex with Dr. Rita, and he reenacts the killing of his high school girlfriend that the nephew also witnessed, but it was all in his head. And he ends up admitting that he killed his high school girlfriend, and he's done.
Well, you kept on saying last episode when we were doing the legendary Billy B that you didn't understand it at all. I didn't understand this one at all. You cleared up a lot for me there. And this episode did not hit for me. Like, I watched it 4 days ago, and I had to I just started watching it again to remember damn thing.
Other than I watched movies. The nude part several times.
Oh yeah,
just to make sure I understood.
It's a key plot point.
The IMDb write-up says he was the mayor, but I am equally convinced he was a prosecutor. I don't remember if they say.
He was running for mayor.
I think yeah. So, yeah.
I mean, there's a point where they call, there's among the weird parts of this episode, there's a point where they bring Dr. Rita, who is both a sex therapist and produces possibly underground videos. Like, it's kind of vague why she's like.
Well, and the prosecutor or the mayor or whatever, Jake Purley, has a bunch of her videos. Like, he's a big mm-hmm. fan. And yeah. Those seem to me to be, they had like nice box art and everything like that. Made me think that, you know, I mean, that this was a major production.
Yeah.
Not homemade underground stuff.
And yet the other guy didn't seem to know that he was being recorded.
Oh, there is that.
So it's a multi-camera shoot that we tricked you into.
Yeah, a lot of close-ups.
There's a bit where Dr. Rita is brought into what, like, they talk to her like she's giving testimony, but it's like Jake and two other people. Like demanding answers, and it's like there's no explanation of what is actually happening in that scene. It's not a trial. She has no lawyer, so it can't be like a giving testimony. It's really, there's no reporter, so like I don't know what the show is for. It's a weird bit. Also funny is that I don't agree completely with Nick's summary, but I also will not say that he's wrong about any of the summary.
Well, I mean, I had no idea if what was going on was happening because she has some sort of special powers. Is she like some sort of mystical creature or something like that in reality, or was it all in his head? Like, I could not tell the way this was done.
Mm-hmm. Well, in my reading of it was that everything happened. That when he was in high school, he thought he killed his girlfriend. And then this woman shows up who, actually, it was vague about whether it was his girlfriend or not. Like, it was, he, that, that he thought he killed. Yeah, that he thought he killed this woman, this girl from his high school class who was moving away. And there was a bit of explanation of why no one looked for her, basically. He thought he had killed her because he couldn't get it up when they were going to have sex by the water. As one did at that time, I guess. The sex by the water thing actually probably still happens.
I think the hint in that scene is where he's disturbed, where she says, fuck me and not love me.
Well, then it's going back and forth between, like, I think he's also actually about to have sex with Dr. Rita. I think Dr. Rita has shown up and he is remembering this thing that really happened while he was really having sex with her.
You gotta love when it's, I think this is what happened.
And the question is, like, is she, this is like 20 years or whatever has passed since, more than 20 years, since this high school event, is she the girl that he thinks he killed? Or is it just like bringing up, like, she looks enough like her to mix up his brain? Obviously he knows who she is for this tape because, you know, he has a nice little collection, some of which are marked as evidence that I guess that's another weird thing, is if he's a mayor, why would he have access to police evidence?
Small town,
I guess. Maybe he's also the sheriff. That's possible. My take was that everything really happens. He really thought he killed this girl. He really was having sex with Dr. Rita. And that it's just, because he's flashing back, he's having like PTSD kind of flashback to when he, you know, murdered someone, which is probably something that would stick with you.
Makes sense, you know, because I watched it and thought everything was in his head. Mm-hmm. And it's like the very last scene where he's caught and he's admitting, you know, what has happened and this and that. And there's a tape of him with Dr. Rita. People are watching that ruins his career and this and that. And then she shows up. It's like, why was she there? Like, that didn't make any sense to me, but it might make more sense if, like, I thought, again, that was because she was some sort of mystical thing that had come from his to make justice for what had happened in the past. Mm. But yeah, it's possible, like, everything did happen. I mean,
I can see that reading as well, though. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it makes it sound good. It makes this episode sound good because it's like, you almost need to watch it 2 to 3 times to have your own interpretation, but it is pretty slow.
Which is a terrible thing to say about a 25 minute episode.
Yeah. I mean, the first 5 minutes is Shannon Tweed talking sex and getting naked. And like close-ups of like, for the photography, the director was the guy who directed this. He's been like the director of photography on like some great projects like Breaking Bad, and like he's still working to this day, you know, like, and just the Bronx Tale, American Me, was director of photography on that. That's a great, great movie. Like a lot of very, you know, very well shot, well thought of series. So as the director of this, he's more a television director, but I mean, he had like a career that you would say he was working television, went to mainstream movies, came back to television, but at high end television. So, I mean, let's just say that like his shots and everything like that of her, very well done, very sexy.
So to summarize your point, Shannon's Tweed breasts are framed correctly.
They are. I disagree that they're framed correctly. Because the first couple of times, you see her face, and then there's a separate shot of her boobs. And I'm like, that's what you do when you have a body double.
Oh, that's true.
And but then, like,
it didn't seem as big as her normal boobs.
But then, I thought, like, you do see, like, her and her boobs. So yeah. there is a shot that gets everything. So I'm like, did they do a couple of extra inserts because she was only going to do the one shot or something? Or is he, like, really just focusing in, like, a Jim Wynorski movie on the boobs?
Yeah, it could be again, very well be. You know what this episode could use? More boobs.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's why I felt that it might have dragged for you, is that you got boobs so early that you're like,
yeah,
when's their boobs again? And then, exactly, like, there might not be any more boobs. And you're like, but there should be more boobs. Like, you don't put the boobs in the first 5 minutes and then not have any more. I guess you do. That's how VHS worked. that's the entire financial plan of Canon Films right there. And actually, I'm going to say that we love Shannon Tweed. We love Shannon Tweed in this. We love that her boobs arrived. She is not the reason why I picked this episode. This one's also me, and it's Paul LaMatte who plays the mayor or prosecutor or candidate for mayor. Paul LaMatte is an actor I always liked that never really found the right project. He was just a working actor and worked into the early 2000s. His biggest role was in American Graffiti. That's really what I love him from. One of the people that returned for American Graffiti, for more American Graffiti, which was the lesser known sequel. But for here on the Cult Film Showdown, the thing that he is beloved for is he was the voice of Omar in Rock and Rule. The 1980s animated rock movie made by that destroyed a Canadian animation company.
that might be a little let's say more complicated than to say that they just destroyed a Canadian animation company. There's an interesting backstory behind that one for sure.
But what it is a classic.
Absolutely.
An incredible film. He never found that other, he didn't do a lot of series. He didn't do any series work. He just did the episode here and there. Bit of, I guess, Lonesome Dove in like the mid 90s. That's quite, he would have been, he was already like mid career at that point. Getting on later career. American Graffiti was the mid 70s.
Was that his first film?
He had one little bit part before that. He just a TV movie the same year, so I don't know which one he filmed first. American Graffiti was 1973, and he did an episode of, he did a TV movie called Firehouse that also came out in 73, so around the same time.
By the way, Shannon Tweed now 66, I think, apparently, from what I'm getting here. It's weird when people that you grew up admiring physically like this, you realize they're getting up there like that. It's weird to think of.
Indeed. Were you like, oh man, she was like just such a pinup model, and that was 30 years ago.
Yeah. Now she's 66-year-old grandmother.
That's a whole other category on Pornhub.
Gilf?
The Gilf category. Well, this was an interesting one. This is a fun one. I like that we had different takes on it, but no one was, no one could be definitive. And as I said about Legendary Billy B, this one felt more like its own thing. if you know, the she was like an avenging spirit, is kind of like maybe an Outer Limits or Night Gallery kind of thing, but it does feel like it's its own thing. It's like it's sort of a mystery, it's sort of a horror, and sort of a moral tale.
Yeah, and what we're trying to say is they really found their rhythm somewhere in season four. Mm-hmm.
It'll be curious. This is our 8th episode out of 10. We've got a couple more to go, and the final two, one of them is right after this, May of 87, so about 2 months after this, and the other is a year before. So it'll be curious to kind of look at that now that we have the context of the series as a whole. Anything else on Doctor's Orders?
Boobies.
Did anyone? We want to be clear that Shannon Tweed is her boobies are in this. Again, you can't find that anywhere else.
No, this is the appearance where she was naked.
Yeah, it's it's like the Phoebe Cates scene. That's the only time you would get that. The Jamie Lee Curtis.
Are you just trying to add to my watch list right now?
You only have to watch 5 minutes of each of those.
Well, there was two movies with Jamie Lee Curtis. Also Mother's Boys.
Oh, really? I don't even know that movie.
Uh-huh.
Stick with Trading
Early
Places.
Early 90s. Pardon me?
Stick with Trading Places.
Trading Places is the classic shot. One. But Mother's Boys, she was naked in Mother's Boys as well. That's early 90s. Right, I think just a little bit before True Lies.
I tried to pull up the celebrity skin for Shannon Tweed, but I think I crashed the site.
Nice.
All right. Thanks for listening. We will be back with episode 9 of our series. The episode is called Cabin Fever, with the great Jerry Orbach. If you go to the Cult Film Showdown YouTube channel, you can subscribe there. You can like, you can comment, you can tell us what you'd like to hear coming up. And you can also find a playlist for all of the episodes of The Hitchhiker that we will be watching through the season. There are several versions of these episodes. I tried to find the most complete and the best one, best quality, but this wasn't a secret season. We wanted everyone to be able to watch this ahead. And the Cult Film Showdown is also on Instagram and on Patreon, where you can support our search for the ultimate B movie and our search for the show that we watch after The Hitchhiker. And we are sponsored by WeTalkPodcast.com, the home of the Octagon, which keeps track of our search for the ultimate B movie. Current top movie is Hard Rock Zombies. Go track that down. That's a fun movie. We Talk Podcasts has a Facebook and they have a Twitter.
Should we throw out there for people any of our options that we're considering for the next season so they can weigh in?
Sure. Let's do that. Let's do that. You had a suggestion, Jack.
I had suggested off air that we consider doing the 80s comedies very special episodes. Every season, it seemed an 80s comedy would always advertise, you know, this Friday on Growing Pains, a very special episode, you know, and those very special episodes are often intended to be very serious and unintentionally hilarious.
Yeah, they get so hilarious. Some of them were so serious that, like, they are so out of context with, like, sort of like out of stream with the rest of the series. It's like when you've watched MASH, and then you watch the final episode of MASH, where like half of it is about a woman like smothering her child.
Yes.
Like what? Oh. This is what you wanted to end on. That's a choice.
Yeah.
we talked about doing just a short season of some B movies or things that we don't think would have scored in the Octagon, but would have been in that.
On the watch.
Yeah, like on the, they might not have been high scorers, but they would have been something interesting to put into the mix.
And I have a couple for that.
I've been watching tons of Joe Bob Briggs old material, and definitely come across some.
Great Joe Bob Briggs? Oh wait, no, he's still alive.
He's still alive. He continues to be great, Joe Bob Briggs.
He is the great Joe Bob Briggs. We love him.
And we still have a list of shows that we looked at before this season. I'm trying to find that magic mix of interesting anthology that had boobs.
Yeah, well, Masters of Science Fiction was one we considered. Mm-hmm. Freddy's Cafe or whatever it was, or Nightmare Cafe or whatever
Nightmare
it was.
Nightmare Cafe? So. Freddy's Nightmares.
Yeah.
Which
Freddy's Nightmares, yeah.
And Tales from the Dark Side, Tales from the Crypt, American Gothic as a TV series. We talked about
that.
And there was a couple of kind of mini movies.
And there was another anthology, the one that was the follow-up to Masters of Horror that was on NBC. I can't remember what that was called.
Masters of Science Fiction? Is that the one?
No, Masters of Science Fiction was on ABC and was.
Oh, okay.
But this was an actual horror series again. I can't remember what it was called, but there was another one we were considering.
Oh, that was Fear Itself.
Fear Itself. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be an interesting one to get back into. No boobs, but you know, we can always just, you know, watch the first 10 minutes of this episode. yeah. Just bring a random episode, a random scene from a Shannon Tweed movie in the 90s. And then we'll watch an episode of Fear Itself. Subscribe on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. We'll be back shortly with Cabin Fever. Episode a lot smoother.
Wait, are you saying Shannon Tweed was naked in Naked Lies?